I'm curious what that's going to cost. But yeah, I'm talking about a backup generator. We're talking about two different things here. There's, you know, backup power, you know, for the normal, you know, outages and stuff like that. And then there's emergency power, you know, which is a whole another kettle of fish. You know, my tower sites, I've got almost 300 repeaters in, 14 locations, and, it's super, super critical infrastructure, and my stuff runs on 48 volts. It's all 48 volts DC power plants that run that thing, and all the mains does is charges those batteries, but they're running off the batteries 24/7. So if something happens to the power, it's no difference, you know, until the batteries run out. Now that's not a solar thing or anything like that, which would be impractical because I have generators at all my sites as well. But that would be a good way to go, is put in, you know, literally convert your stuff to, especially your ham radio stuff, convert that, it's all 12 volt, almost all of it, you know, and just put in a DC plant to run all that 24/7. And then, just back charge it, you know, and then have maybe some solar supplemental or something like that. You could do a pretty nice dealy. And, if I had the space to deal with it, you know, the batteries and the maintenance and all that stuff, I'd probably, you know, start working on something like that. It is something that's on the agenda. But, no, I was just referring to, you know, standard, you know, outage, you know, stuff. I've got mine's a little 5K electric start propane. And I just, it does everything I need. I got two refrigerators and a furnace blower motor. And everything after that is frill. And I get everything I need. So I keep all my electronics up and running. I keep my refrigerators running, my furnace running. And I can't run my air, but, I have to suffer if that's out. But anywho, to put in a DC plant and have that charging, I've got the stuff. I've accumulated the stuff to do it. One of these days I'll probably get around to putting it in. Dakota?